are places in the dimension of sound where the walls between universes are thin. In these fragile pockets of static lies the ability to hear the alternate realities of millions of maybe people in countless could-be worlds. But the status quo is different from our own. With a keen ear and an open mind, we may tune in to these sound waves of the strange, the bizarre, and the otherworldly. They are the hidden frequencies. Good evening. This is Mick Wingert. The entertainment industry is full of all manner of people. From every walk of life, dreamers come to the sunny Los Angeles basin to make it big and become a star. One such dreamer is Maria, who, as an actress on her way down, finds herself stuck in that familiar trope of Hollywood schlock known as the slasher film. But as we will soon discover, Maria finds that this role is different from those she has played in the past. And her lead antagonist is also cut from a different and disturbing cloth. What will she do when she finds herself in a killer script?
Susie walks up to Frank's jail cell. She keeps her distance.
Strange seeing a detective here. They usually keep their distance from me.
Why is that?
Frank stands up. He moves closer to the rails. Susie takes a few steps backward.
Because they're smart.
I read about that. You gutted him like one of your victims.
And that doesn't scare you?
Susie takes a long pause.
I'm sorry. This isn't working.
Wait. That's not the next line, is it?
Cut! Here we go again.
Todd, I need someone more menacing. You're giving me nothing to work with here.
Menacing? I'm not King Kong. I'm a psychological killer.
Yeah, sorry, kid, but you're no Norman Bates.
What are you guys expecting to find, huh? A real serial killer?
Would a real serial killer be menacing to you, Maria?
Maybe, Todd.
We're supposed to start shooting next week, and we still haven't found your leading man.
Then give me some guys who can act!
I know these guys all suck, but it would help if you could at least act scared. We are paying you to act, after all.
I am doing the best I can, given the terrible actors you are giving me to work with.
Good actress can hold her own.
A good actress deserves better than these idiots. Jodie Foster had Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, well, the cast of Jurassic Park had a green screen.
Well, it's hard to act scared when I'm not. Sad, angry, that I can do.
Think of something scary when you're acting.
I've seen all the classics. They don't scare me.
The Exorcist? The Shining?
No.
But do the words you're fired scare you?
They would if I didn't know you can't afford to take my name off the movie poster.
Right place. Oh, hello everyone.
Are you Roger?
Roger that.
Are you sure you're here for the right audition, Roger?
Yeah, we're not looking for any comedians here. We've seen enough clowns.
Oh, but the guy in your film, Cain Marks, he is funny and charming. I mean, that's what makes him so scary.
You know, that's exactly what we're going for. No one else has gotten that.
Let's see what you got, Roger.
Susie walks up to Frank's jail cell. She keeps her distance.
Strange, seeing a detective here. They usually keep their distance from me.
Why is that?
Frank stands up. He moves closer to the rails. Susie takes a few steps backward.
Because they're smart.
And they were cowards.
You're right. The last brave detective is in a morgue right now.
What?
I can go into details if you'd like.
What are you...
Well, most of him anyway. Some of him is still stained on these walls.
Oh, come on, those are not the lines.
And cut. And we have found America's next favorite serial killer.
Wow, thank you, Todd.
He didn't even read the right lines.
Oh, he can learn the lines. The important thing is, he scared you.
Oh, come on. I was not scared. I was just confused because he was ad-libbing.
Oh, confused, scared, whatever it is. I like the chemistry I saw there.
I like people who actually stay on script. This isn't Whose Line.
Sorry.
Look, don't you at least want us to finish the scene, Todd?
Nah, it was good enough for me. We are on a tight schedule and I have a date.
I'm not staying all night.
Police found the body of a young woman on Hollywood Boulevard. The woman was suspected to be in her 20s and was found with her throat slashed.
Oh my God.
Authorities believe this may be connected to the murder last month of a young woman on Sunset Boulevard. They have no suspects at this time.
Where are the detectives? At the morgue?
Well, hey, want a chip?
No, thanks.
I like the movies you've been in.
Look, you don't have to play nice. I know they all suck.
What? No. What don't you like about them?
They're all the same. I play some stupid girl who gets herself kidnapped or killed.
Well, this Susie character seems smarter than Lucy from Robot Wars, though, right?
Yeah, but she still gets killed. She's no Clarice Starling.
Well, it's realistic.
What do you mean by that?
None of these women ever win against the serial killers. Ted Bundy killed at least 30 women. The odds are never in the victim's favor.
Why do you know that Ted Bundy killed at least 30 women?
I know a lot about serial killers.
You put in a lot of work for this audition, huh?
Oh, it wasn't for the audition.
You learn about serial killers for fun.
Yeah, they've always fascinated me.
You don't feel at all, uneasy learning about all that stuff?
No. If anything, it excites me.
Uh-huh. It doesn't creep you out that those guys were real, that all those murders actually happened.
That's what makes it so interesting. These guys created the inspiration for the Hannibal Lecters. Ted Bundy used to pretend to be injured to lure his victims, just like Buffalo Bill. Excuse me, would you help me? Remember that?
Oh, interesting.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre is loosely based on Wisconsin serial killer Ed Gein. He skinned his victims.
I didn't know that.
Did you know that he kept fingernails, skulls, and hearts from his victims?
No.
H.H. Holmes was always my favorite, though.
You know, can we maybe talk about something else?
Oh, sorry. Am I making you uncomfortable?
Yes, you are, considering I am eating and you're talking about people's hearts and skulls being ripped out.
Yeah, sorry.
So, what did you act in before this?
This is my first acting gig in a while. I haven't acted since high school theater.
Oh, what have you been doing since?
I worked in insurance for a bit.
Okay, so why'd you decide to go back into acting?
This role.
No, I want the boom on the other side!
Hey, Todd, have you talked to this Roger guy at all?
No, I really don't have any interest in his personal life.
He's kind of odd.
Well, he's an actor. They tend to be.
He knows an alarming amount of information about serial killers.
Great. Then this role should be easy for him.
That doesn't concern you? I mean, it's kind of weird.
Well, if he gives his best performance, then I'm all for it.
Hi, Susie. Ready to play a game?
I did not see you behind me.
Now there's our leading man.
What'd you think of that line? Can I use it?
Oh, it scared Maria, so I am all for it. Let's get started. This is a big scene, and I don't want to be here all night. I have things to do.
Another date?
Yep, and this one's French.
Ah, ça c'est bon. All right, let's get started then.
Okay, everybody. This is the scene where Susie goes to the jail and sees that Kane has broken out.
Rolling sound, quiet.
And action.
No.
You didn't think this cell was gonna keep me long, did you?
It was wishful thinking.
Smart girl.
Drop the knife.
And put your hands where I can see them. Yeah, I know the drill.
I said drop the knife.
Have you ever shot someone before, Susie?
No.
Neither have I. I prefer stabbing. It's much more intimate. Yes. See, Susie, this feels much more intimate, doesn't it?
Cut! Cut!
Oh, what the hell, Maria? You two were doing great!
What the hell is he doing with a real knife? It's supposed to be rubber!
Oh, shit, you're right. This is real. Roger, baby, this is not the knife we gave you.
I know, but I thought this one was more realistic and scarier.
Damn right it was!
You were really going to stab me?
What? Of course not. It's just pretend. I wouldn't touch you.
Yeah? And what if the knife had slipped, huh?
It wouldn't. I know what I'm doing.
Todd, this guy could have killed me. I can't work with him anymore.
Okay. Roger, please use the fake weapons we provide you.
Are you... You're not gonna fire him?
Fire him? His acting is phenomenal. It's very method, but it works.
Look, I'm sorry, Maria. I guess I got too into character.
Just screw you.
Okay, I think this is a good time to take a break.
Yeah, I'm going for a walk.
Todd, I am telling you there is something really off about this guy. You cannot keep him
so
here.
He's a little odd. That doesn't mean he's dangerous.
He could have seriously hurt me.
Come on. You can't think he was really going to stab you.
I don't know. I mean, if I hadn't stopped him, I...
You're just paranoid. This movie's getting to your head, but it's only a movie. Remember that.
Thanks. That's real comforting. You know, there are people out there who are crazier than the killers in the movies.
What are you saying? You think he's a serial killer?
He could be. I mean, he is weirdly obsessed with them, and there's something way off about him.
Well, if that helps you act scared, then go ahead and believe it.
You know what? If I end up dead, it's gonna be your fault.
We break from the studio lot to tell you more about the Hidden Frequencies podcast. With a total of more than 72,000 downloads, season one of the Hidden Frequencies is wrapped. And by all metrics, it has been a smash hit with you, our dear listeners. If you are enjoying these professionally acted and produced audio dramas, I want to invite you to consider becoming a patron of the Hidden Frequencies through our new Patreon page. By pledging as little as $5 a month, you can help us to continue to put together this one-of-a-kind audio drama for seasons to come. And not only will you share in the success of the Hidden Frequencies, your financial partnership will also include exclusive benefits, such as custom downloadables, insider updates from behind the scenes, and even the chance to watch the live stream of one of our cast records in Season 2. All the details can be found at patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies. That's patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies, all one word. Every dollar counts toward our goals for Season 2 and will allow us to continue to produce the finest in radio plays for your listening pleasure. Also, if you're not already following the Hidden Frequencies podcast on social media, make sure you follow us on both Instagram and Twitter under the handle @THFrequencies. You can also search for the Hidden Frequencies on Facebook for our page and our fan group. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. These reviews are an important metric in promoting and sustaining your favorite podcasts. So even if you are listening on another service or device, taking the time to leave an iTunes review will help us maintain this platform to tell these fantastic stories of the bizarre. Now, let's get back on the lot and join our damsel under duress as she tries to survive the final cut of her film in the conclusion of A Killer Script.
Oh, come on! It is 9 o'clock! Why is there traffic on Hollywood Boulevard? Excuse me, officer. What's going on?
There's a crime scene, ma'am. Please turn around.
It's another woman, isn't it? He got another one.
That's confidential.
Do you have any leads?
That's confidential.
Great. So you have no leads. Well, that's comforting that we have a bunch of psychos on the loose.
Have a safe night, ma'am.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Okay, people, listen up. We are going to shoot the scene in Susie's cellar today.
But that's the final scene.
Yes, we know.
Well, then why are we shooting it today?
Because that's the schedule. It works better with the budget. What's the problem now, princess?
Well, that's the scene where I die.
So?
So I'm not ready for that yet. Can we please shoot something else today?
Roger, are you ready for the final scene?
Absolutely. It's my favorite.
You better get ready then, Maria.
Yeah, well, I'll be letting my agent know to never get me on one of your projects again.
That is fine with me. Let's get started, people, and action.
I know you're here, Kane. What a brave killer you are, hiding from me.
The scariest movies are the ones where you don't see the monster.
Todd, that wasn't in the script.
Keep rolling. Just let him improvise. I like where this is going.
I'm not afraid of you.
Oh, I think you are.
Everyone else has fallen for your mind games. I'm smarter than that.
You're right. You're very smart, Maria.
What?
You've seen through all of this.
Todd!
Cut! Okay, Roger, I know we said we could go off script, but this is a little extreme.
I don't think he's acting anymore.
End scene.
Wait, where are you going? We have a scene to finish. Steadicam, go after her.
Open the door, Maria. I thought you weren't afraid of me.
You better put the knife down right now.
We played this game before, remember? You almost got stabbed. I won't miss this time.
I said, put it down.
What exactly do you think you're gonna do? The gun's not loaded.
Isn't it?
Oh my God. Oh my God, you shot him. But the gun was fake. How did you?
I loaded it earlier. He was trying to kill me.
With a rubber knife?
No, it's real. No, it can't be. I swear he was trying to kill me.
He was acting, Maria.
But he broke character. He was calling me by my name.
Oh, it was my idea. I thought if he acted like he was an actual serial killer, then you would be afraid and act better.
No. He was a killer. He had to be.
Oh, it was just an act. Oh, come on, Roger, stay with me.
Oh my God, what have I done?
We didn't get any of that, Todd. What happened?
Go call an ambulance. Roger tried to kill Maria.
Hello? We need an ambulance.
This was my fault. You need to get out of here. Go home. I'll find you when they leave.
Okay.
Go.
Hey, the police are on their way. Hey, where are you going?
It's Todd. Open up.
Oh, thank God it's you.
The police are gone. Roger was taken away by the ambulance.
Did you tell them about me?
I told them that he tried to kill you. You shot him in self-defense and ran away because you were scared.
So what do I do now? Am I free to go?
Free? Maria, we never finished the last scene.
But Roger's dead.
And you're not. That's not the way it was supposed to end.
This episode of The Hidden Frequencies, you heard A Killer Script by Shannon Kennedy, directed by Mick Wingert. Our cast included Sissy Jones as Maria, Josh Keaton as Todd, and Fred Tattershaw as Roger, with Armin Taylor, Krista Lewis, and Jesse Cornett. Original music and scoring by Brandon Boone. Sound design and production by Jesse Cornett of Pleroma Productions. Recorded and engineered at Woodcliff Studios by Frank Rosato. For complete show notes and more details about the people who bring you this production, please visit thehiddenfrequencies.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle @thfrequencies. The Hidden Frequencies is copyright 2018 by Wacky Title Productions, Inc. All rights reserved. No duplication or reproduction of this audio program is permitted without the written consent of Wacky Title Productions, Inc.